Welcome back, everyone, to the Education for Climate Talks. Today, we're going to talk about a lot of things, actually, but mostly on the higher education and the way we assess sustainability knowledge with Jean-Christophe Carteron and Aurélien Descamps. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
So, Jean-Christophe, I will present you briefly if you agree. So, Jean-Christophe, both of you, you're linked, of course, to the movement, you told me, that you created together, which has produced an NGO and a social business, both called Solitest. Solitest. So the first one is an NGO, as I said before. The second is called Solitest Impact. Jean-Christophe, you are the president of the NGO, and Aurélien, you are the managing director. You used to be a teacher. You don't have time anymore, Aurélien. On your side, Jean-Christophe, you are the co-chair, actually, of the Higher Education Sustainable Initiative, ESI, that was launched in 2012. You've been a senior advisor for them for many, many years, more than 10 years, and now you're the co-chair. And let me maybe remind briefly what it is, because it's a very interesting entity. It's basically a partnership between 10 United Nations entities, and there's an higher education community. And the wall was launched in Rio Plus 20 UN conference. That was a very important conference that happened in 2012. So 10 years after the Earth Summit, and the aim of the conference was to produce some very strong recommendations on practical steps for the implementation of sustainable development. And ESI was created in that context. So, this is for the background and for to understand who you are. We met recently because you had the occasion also to present that tool you're going to present to us, Aurélien, which is TASC, which is based on Green Comp. And that was very interesting for us because you are among the project, the 12 project of the compendium of case studies of implementation of Green Comp that has been produced by the European Commission recently. But I stop here because they've been way too long. And let's start the conversation together. I will start with you, Jean-Christophe, based on your very large experience. We understand that we've been working on higher education, on sustainable development now for many, many years. So my question will be very blunt. What is the role higher education is playing in green competence, in green skills? Can you expand a bit and maybe also go back to the history of it? Please, Jean-Christophe, what's yours?
Yeah, thank you so much, Trimmer, and you're fully right. Higher education has a huge responsibility. And most of the time, universities are quite proud of, and they claim that they produce alumni, or they help alumni to become business leader, amazing scientist, fabulous artist, or even Nobel Prize winners. But they also forget sometimes that they also produce the people who actually have created all the crises. You know, the people who invent subprime deforestation, social dumping, are most of the time people coming from higher education institutions. So it's really key that all those institutions understand their responsibility and take the lead to really train all their students in order to for them to be able to create a sustainable future. And like when we're talking about responsibility, of course, like any organization, they have, they produce waste, they produce CO2, they have CO2 emission, they use resources, et cetera, et cetera. So they have to manage properly their campus. But of course, the most important responsibility that they have is to be sure that they train in a professional who will be able to take responsible decision. And one of the challenge that they have, it's of course they have to train experts, you know, the people who will be, let's say engineer will be able to invent and create cars who can drive, work without any energy or without any pollution, that's great. But what, above all, they really have to ensure that all their graduates, whatever the job they're gonna take, what they're gonna have, they should be able to act in a responsible way. And it means that they need to have what we call sustainability literacy, meaning knowledge, skills, and mindset. And it's really, really important because when we see how, if we take some distance and try to see how does it work worldwide, lots of things have been made in last, I would like to say, like 5-10 years. But to be honest, I think we are not anymore in the prehistoric age of integrating sustainability into higher education, but we are not far from middle age. You know, there have always been amazing teachers who actually have tried to bring sustainability, creating an elective, a specific dedicated course. For now, a couple of years, we start to have some mandatory courses, which is great. Lots of events have been organized in universities, so that's great. And we even start to see really in quite a lot of university and schools, faculty really try to understand how does it how sustainability impact their own discipline. So we are really at this stage. It means that we are not yet, for me, at the level of understanding the whole program and really try to and even go to the everything touching the student experience from the moment where the students arrive in the university until they graduate. So there are lots of things to do, but one of the great things is we start to have frameworks like the Green Comp, which can really, really help program leaders to question and adjust the learning goal of their program. So I think we are a work in progress.
We're on good tracks. I totally share your view, by the way, because we've been working now for 4 years, and I agree upon the fact that for the five years, there's really definitely something happening. And because you've been involved in the UN decade, of course, on sustainable development, and back in the days, it was really much more of a struggle. So, I mean, good news. Yeah. So if I may, I will now ask you a question, Aurélien. My question is here again, very simple, and I know already that you will answer by your yes, which is skill assessment something important? So I guess that's a yes, but I want to understand why and what you propose concretely in terms of possibilities to assess the competences, which is something which is absolutely crucial. And there are not that many tools and methodologies around to give us the possibility to do that. So please, floor is yours.
Thank you, Tremor. So yes, the answer is yes, it is important. And it is important to measure what we are putting in place. We probably all know the famous quote from Edward Deming: you cannot manage what you cannot measure. At a time where we are calling for a paradigm shift towards sustainability, it is crucial to measure what we do and to move beyond statements of intent. We need measurement and assessment in order to pilot, to adjust sometimes, to drive change, and of course to report and demonstrate our tangible achievement. So, of course, at SULITEST and with TASC, we have assessment at the core of what we do, and we are quite convinced about the power of assessment. We think it should reflect what we consider quality and performance, and it should also help us set new objectives in terms of skills and competencies for the 21st century, like the Green Comp framework is doing. We need to be able to assess and to measure the development of skills and competencies. So fully integrating sustainability into the curriculum and into higher education institutions is really key. We need to integrate this concept meaningfully and also, and it's an and because sometimes it's a or, I'm quite convinced that we need to integrate those concepts and to see how those concepts need to be adapted and integrated in every disciplines and every courses. So for this, we are quite convinced that we need a common language, we need a common ground, regardless of your discipline, your major, your job. We need to language when it comes to sustainability. This is our core mission at SULITEST, to build this common language. And I know this is also one of the value that is put very high by the GreenCom community to have this shared foundation for what we consider sustainability competencies. So we need this common ground, this common language, and we also need to embed in the different disciplines and the different major that I taught. So this is what we do with Task. Of course, we are one piece of the puzzle. Task will not do everything, but Task, standing for the assessment of sustainability knowledge, is really a standardized and psychometric assessment designed to have a reliable and robust measure of sustainability knowledge as a systemic domain and a systemic approach of sustainability. So you mentioned that Task is one of the case study from the report commissioned by the European Commission. We Task provide alignment with the GreenCom framework, tapping into Earth system, social foundation of sustainability, but also how do we act toward sustainability. And we want to provide this baseline assessment. If you want to learn about sustainability or to foster learning and education about sustainability, you need to meet the learner where they are and to be able to track progress over the learning journey. So Task is really designed to do that, to know better your cohort, where they are, what they need to learn, to track progress in their learning journey, and also to be able to demonstrate the impact of your education attainment on the learner knowledge. But of course, Task is really focusing on an important part of the Green Comp, but knowledge, cognitive competencies, there are other types of competencies that are in the framework and in the scope. So it's really a call for using a system of assessment. Task can be a standardized assessment, this one language, the same for everyone. It should probably be complemented by complementary assessments, which are more linked to context, contextualized assessment, situation-based assessment, linked to special skills that you will learn in specialized masters or training.
Yeah, but that's the struggle, really, is that when you look at the GreenCom and particularly the action competences, but it's also about values. That's more difficult to teach. I say that as a former teacher, it's also much more difficult to assess, of course, when knowledge on cognitive competences is something easier to assess. Maybe before we move on, just if you can share with us some figures, because I know you had many, many people already who took the test, right? Oh, yeah.
Yes. So Task was released in March 2023. It's really our new and flagship tool, but we are quite happy with the figures. Today, more than 70 universities are using it in about 15 countries, and more than 25,000 people have been taking Task and gained a digital certificate to demonstrate their knowledge and understanding of sustainability, and to be able to show that to different stakeholders, such as employers, share that on LinkedIn and so on and so forth. So that we are quite happy. Of course, the journey is quite long. 25,000 sure. people, that's great in a bit more than 1 year, but it's far from our objectives, which is to mainstream sustainability literacy and to be able to affect a large population of learners and to shift higher education institutions. We provide the assessment, we provide the compass in a way that will help you and guide you through the change that needs to happen into the curriculum, through engaging your students in a learning journey towards sustainability, and also engaging your faculty toward approaching sustainability.
Great, thank you for that. So you wanted to add something, Jean-Christophe?
Yes, and I think it's also something interesting when we are talking about assessment. There are lots of people who actually are checking quality assurance in terms of pedagogy, or, you know, you have all the people working in accreditation and rankings, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that those organizations were missing, it's right now, most of them, they used to measure the means in place, okay? How many percentage of students who have taken this specific course, but nothing on does it work? You know, nothing on how can I measure the can I be sure that everything that I put in place works pretty well. So we start to become a third trust party for those organizations. So the two major rankings, for instance, are asking today, are you using Task? And we can provide the proof that they are doing something which works. And it's important because it's robust, but it's also comparable from one program to another one, from one country, from et cetera, et cetera. So it's something I think important also as a success.
Absolutely, thank you for that. So gentlemen, now that we understand what you're doing and how important it is to push forward the development of competences, as you explained, Jean-Christophe, before, I used to ask to a lot of people I'm meeting to try to focus also on challenges, because it's always interesting to look at challenges, because you learn a lot of things about that, and also to try to think together on how we can overcome, of course, these challenges, and maybe what should be the priorities, where should we put our focus on in a way. So let's have a discussion now to end that interview. And who wants to start? Christophe, maybe?
If you want, maybe I can start on, because it's something which come from all our user. It's the faculty engagement. How can we be sure that all the faculty are, and not only the pioneer, all the faculty are actually integrating those criteria into the syllabi. And we did a survey, which is actually available on our website. We present that at the UN in July, on faculty engagement. And I think it's really important, because we asked the question, try to understand what the universities or the ecosystem is doing in order to help faculty to, you know, and it's not always obvious when you are a professor of marketing, finance, or whatever, you know, to understand. And to be honest, what we see, it's there, most of the time there is nothing, to be honest, or nothing serious in terms of really training. Sometimes, and it works pretty well, they are putting people from the same discipline together and actually try to work together and co-create some specific knowledge for a specific discipline. But something which is important, I think, it's the fact that we definitely, and I think it's one of the priority for universities, it's really to be sure that we are giving the right tool for the right people. And something that we realized, it's there are, you know, we are taking task is assessing knowledge. So out of those 25 or 26,000 people who took it, we have some faculty who took it. And what we realize, it's, of course, there are some experts, some people who actually with an amazing score, but sometime on some specific topic, you have some faculty with a lower score than some students, you know? So of course it's a challenge. So how can you help them? And one of the thing is, we realize that there are three type of faculty, and you can't do the same thing for those type of people. On one hand, you're gonna have what we called the obstructionist, people who actually will be against bringing that topic into their own curriculum. And three different type here. We have the deniers, people will, you know, climate change doesn't exist, for this kind of thing. We have also an interesting group of people that we call the autodidact, which are the people who actually, you know, I have 5 PhD, I do great course for years now, so who are you to tell me that I should change something? And last but not least, on that, you have also the people who actually are always against change. You know, it's on sustainability, but it could be on other things. But on the other side of that, you have also what we call the vanguard. And the vanguard, you have three type of people, and you shouldn't do the same thing for those three subtype. You have the systemic expert, myself, for instance. I'm not an expert in biodiversity on gender discrimination, but I'm globally an idea of that topic, and I know the links between those topics. But then after that, you have what we call the topical experts, and those topical experts are people who actually took a couple years ago one of the topic, most of the time climate change, put that on their curriculum, and they became expert on that specific field. The problem is, as soon as they leave climate change, you know, on all the SDGs, they don't have any idea. Not everyone, of course, but they could be just expert on one specific topic. And then at the end, on that vanguard part, you have also what we call the new enthusiasts. And the new enthusiasts are the people who actually discover the topic a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. They learn really, really fast, but they didn't reach yet the Dunning-Kruger curve. You know, they didn't reach the moment where they realize that they don't know everything, you know, and it's so it's interesting population. But in between, you have the vast majority, and it's something that we can see in every single of our users, you know, the 70 university. You have people who actually two type of people. Most of the time, those people have changed something in their personal life, but they don't see the link between what they teach and those challenges, you know, supply chain and climate change kind of thing. And then the last part is the people, what we call the disoriented, the people who actually understand that, but they don't know what to do. And with all those different population, we need to help them to come into something which is new for lots of those people, you know? And I think it's one of the big challenge for university and one amazing and yeah, this is important, I think.
Thank you, Jean-Christophe. Aurélien, you want to add something?
Yeah, maybe, but it's in a continuation, but a second big challenge, I think, for the sector is really to scale up the movement. We are at a specific time now, as you said before, Jean-Christophe, we moved from prehistoric age to middle age, but we need to move faster. Even if I compare 20, 15 years ago when I started teaching, I know that different period at the moment. We have a lot of great initiatives, and really that's great, huh, that we have a lot of sustainability initiative happening in different universities and different institutions. But we really need to scale up. We really need to move beyond good practices, beyond great initiative. I have a marvelous master in sustainability in my business school, for example, but I teach business as usual on all the rest of the students. So this is what we strongly believe in at Sulitest is, okay, we need to move beyond that and really to mainstream sustainability literacy and to scale up the movement. We need to move faster. And I think we need two things. One is a vision. I always quote Donella Meadows because the more I read and learn and work about sustainability, the more I realize that this lady was really someone special, a special lady in the landscape of sustainability. But one of her major contributions was to acknowledge the fact that we lack vision. We know very well how to design models, how to be technical, how to have an engineer view and to deal with complex things, but we lack this vision of what is a desirable future, what is sustainability mainstream in higher education. So we need a vision in order to define where we want to go, the destination. So this is the first. And the second one is courage. We need courage to walk this path because it's not easy and it's okay. It won't be easy. It's not easy for everyone. And we have to recognize that it's okay that it will not be easy and it will not be from one day to another, starting the journey and then reaching the destination. But we need courage in order to walk this path. And I do think that assessment can help on this. We need to leverage assessment and measurement to guide us in this journey. To map the curriculum, track progress on sustainability competencies. We published a small blog article on Sulitest, talking Sulitest and GreenComp, and we said that we consider mainstreaming sustainability literacy as our destination. The GreenComp could be considered a checkpoint on our collective maps, and TASC is our compass. A compass is here to guide you through the destination. The compass has its limitation. It will not provide you with all the information, but if you know where you go, it will always point to the right destination, which is where and the right direction. So yeah, I guess my main challenge is how do we scale up and really go from a niche topic to sustainability being the mainstream. We are all in this together, in this journey, So let's move faster.
Okay, nice final words. The session comes to an end. I will. I want to thank you very much and congratulate you for your job and hope the best really for the development of the tools. I fully agree with you, Aurélien. You got to scale up. That's absolutely sure. I would add maybe one thing to the fact that on the list of the things that really need, we need collaboration. I think really more than ever because we've got so much to learn together and to increase also our impact. And I think there's a Europe is a very nice ensemble of various countries, and we've got so much to share together. So thank you for that again. As usual, of course, for all of you listening, we will share on the platform the links. So gentlemen, if you can share with me also all what you want to share, that's very easy for us to do so that they can have access also of more information on TASC and the rest. Thank you again. And I wish you all the best, really, for TASC and the future of TASC.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.